From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. A former University of Missouri employee who admitted earlier this year that she embezzled more than $781,000 was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison without parole. 55-year-old Carla Rathman of Mount Vernon was sentenced today for one count each of mail fraud and credit card fraud. She was also ordered to pay nearly $800,000 in restitution. Rathman stole the money while working as an administrative officer at the university's Southwest Research Center in Mount Vernon. Prosecutors say Rathman embezzled the money over 13 years, setting up three shell companies and submitting fake and fraudulent invoices, as well as fraudulently using a university credit card. Rathman was fired in September of 2015. The Environmental Protection Agency will test for radioactive contamination at a home near a St. Louis County landfill, a Superfund site where illegally buried nuclear waste sits near an underground fire. Meanwhile, Region 7 Administrator Mark Haig said today that the agency is not yet ready to announce remediation plans for the Westlake landfill site in Bridgeton. Those plans were expected by December, and no new timeline was given. Cold War-era nuclear waste was buried at Westlake in the 1970s, making matters worse, and underground fire burned in recent years, just a few hundred feet away at the adjacent Bridgeton landfill. Last week, a lawsuit filed by Michael and Robin Daly of Bridgeton claimed that sampling conducted at their home found high levels of radioactive material. Drugmaker Pfizer says it will consolidate its St. Louis area research and development operations into a new $200 million laboratory building in Chesterfield. The decision announced today is expected to create more than 80 jobs and retain more than 450 employees in the region. That's where New York-based Pfizer has had operations for more than 13 years. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the state of Missouri and St. Louis County are offering the company an incentive package, and construction of the new building is expected to begin next year. A federal judge has ordered a school district that includes Ferguson, Missouri, to institute a new method of electing school board members in an effort to remove racial bias from the process. U.S. District Judge Rodney Sipple's order on Monday requires the Ferguson-Florissant School District to adopt cumulative voting, which will allow people to vote multiple times for a single candidate, depending on how many seats are up for grabs. Sipple struck down the district's at-large election process in August, ruling it was biased against black voters. The school district's attorney says the decision on whether to appeal is expected next week. Concerns about racial bias in Ferguson were heightened after the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown, who was black and unarmed, by a white police officer in 2014. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.